girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Well, I don't know if you realize this, but you're pretty much a parking ticket.
What?
The reason why? You got fine written all over you.
I said what, and I immediately regretted it.
And I also can't afford you.
And you're kind of into it at the same time. After he drops that line, whatever you do, don't let on that you're completely repulsed by him.
Okay. Oh.
Instead, tell that hunky Casanova you two should get together sometime for dinner, drinks, and some naughty elbow play.
What is elbow play?
I don't know. I'm into it.
And that's when you give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Kelly. It's Michael. I'm just calling again to say what's going on and trying to get in touch with you. I know things got a little awkward, like telling the joke. I just thought it'd be funny. You were blonde. Tell a blonde joke, you know.
Oh.
But
no.
I don't really see how you could be offended if you didn't get the joke. So we'll just forget about that. No more blonde jokes. Don't want to create confusion.
Oh.
Or we can hang out again, and I'll tell you a bunch of blonde jokes and keep throwing them at you until you get one, and then we can be on the same page. But, hey, give me a call back. Hey, I thought blondes were supposed to be easy. You're making this pretty hard.
Next
dude, message. Don't talk about her like she can't hear you.
Every second I thought like, oh, this message couldn't possibly get any worse. Oh wait,
God.
It's getting worse.
Did he? I didn't know if he realized what he was doing in the beginning.
No.
You know, making her sound like obviously he thinks that she's an idiot. But then at the end, I'm like, oh, you know what you're doing.
Next message.
Hey, this is Candace. Just trying to, you know, get a hold of you, but also just kind of get it off my chest that I think you're a little bit of an I don't know if you remember saying this about me, but, you know, you told me that I just looked okay and that my makeup was okay. And I think that's kind of a really thing to say, especially when you're trying to, like, hook up with a girl. Why would you just call me, you know, okay? I think you should invest in maybe a thesaurus or a dictionary and come up with better compliments for a woman. I mean, like, stunning or beautiful or ravishing or even calling me a snack would have been better than just like okay. I guess, you know, if you want to give me a call back, fine, maybe when you grow a couple more brain cells, but if not, it's your loss, because I know I'm smoking hot, and screw you.
Next message.
Okay, at first I felt bad for her. Towards the end, she's a little too much.
That's how I respond, though, when people call me handsome, though.
You do?
I'm like, just handsome?
Yeah.
That's it? That's the best you can do? You know what?
Yeah.
Step up your game.
Not ravishing?
Yeah. Try again.
Next message.
Hey, what's up? Kyle. I think...
What?
You know, I just wanted to, you know, like, apologize for what, you know, noise you thought me, what noise you thought I was making in the bathroom.
What?
At the bar the other night. Because I know you just sort of gave me a weird look and left, but, you know, I thought I should sort of explain what that, you know, what that was. I get stage fright in public places when I pee. So, you know, as a kid, my mom used to sing me the pee-pee song, she called it, and it sort of helped me go, and I still do it. So when you heard me go, Kyle goes pee-pee, Kyle uses the potty, Kyle goes pee so he doesn't wet his pants.
Oh,
that's
Kyle.
Something my mom taught me. I feel like an idiot right now, but that, I just thought I should explain that to you, so... Call me back.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Did you think in the middle of singing that, he's like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Dude, I hope that's the only song he sings when he's touching himself.
That is such a catchy tune, though. It's going to be stuck in my head all day long.
Well, thank God his mom didn't teach him the make love song.
Yeah.
Mom. Yeah. Kyle goes kissy, kissy on the mouthy. Kyle. Oh, God.
Let's not finish it.
I know.
Let's not finish the song.
I know. I just grossed myself out.
Next message.
Pedro, this is our
Sarah. I hope this is your number. Your buddy gave it to me after you left the club in the ambulance. I am so sorry. I had no idea how serious this was. We were having a good time, and sometimes when I'm twerking and I've had a little bit to drink, I just get super into it, and I didn't realize how close we were to the railing. So I'm really sorry. Obviously, not my intention for you to fall off and down to the first level. I guess you're sort of lucky. I don't know if that's the right word, but that dude broke your fall. He was pretty big, so hopefully it was a little bit of cushion. But again, I'm sorry. And if you are okay and we do get to hang out, I guess it's kind of a cool story. It's pretty unique. It might be fun to share with people.
Oh.
Once you're better.
Next message.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He almost died by twerking. Like, she twerked him off the balcony.
Yeah. Doesn't seem too upset about it either.
Dude, but that is impressive. I gotta say.
It really is. And somehow he managed to give her the loser line.
Oh, she got it from his friend.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know who the loser is in that situation then.
Either both.
Yeah.
I would feel like that guy wants to call her back.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's some serious moves.
Dude, honestly, I know it's serious, but even if you go out that way, way to go out by being twerked on. That's a cool way to die.
I know. I think I've seen that in a Kanye video, twerking someone off the railing down three stories.
Just right into a coffin.
It's beautiful. Remember, listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.